Dear students, hello. So, as I announced already to your colleagues which were at the online office hour last Wednesday, this week I try to do like this, to record myself writing at the blackboard. Just because writing all the slides in LaTeX does take a lot of time, I'm sorry. Please, if this doesn't work out, let me know and I will probably come back to previous way of doing lecture, or I will try to look for another one. This is only an attempt, and so if you have complaints, please. So, coming to the exercise sheet. The first exercise was very simple, I mean, part A at least. It consisted in actually checking that given a C1 initial data, the solution for the linear transport equation is the translation of the initial data along the direction B with velocity proportional to the normal. So you have some vector B in Rn, a function G, now we assume to be C1 of Rn. You want to find the solution to the system ut plus b dot dx u equal to 0 in Rn times 0 plus infinity and u equal g on Rn times 0, so at time 0. And you know from the lecture that the solution uxt can be written as g of x minus tb, and the exercise was check that indeed this is true. And the point is, well, since g is c1, I can take both the time and space derivative, and ut will be the gradient of g. G, of course, is a function depending only on x, so without loss of generality, I will just denote it by dg, evaluated in x minus tb times minus b, this is a scalar product, and ux, if you want, so this should be evaluated in xt, sorry, ux, I was saying, will be dg, evaluated in x minus. Of course, if t is equal to 0, u of x 0 is g of x, and so we are done. Okay, so part A.